Hi, y'all. Barbara Dooley here. I was talking to my friend David from Bulldog Kia the other day, and wouldn't you know, they were telling me how they will buy your vehicle from you even if you don't buy one from them. That's amazing. You can sell your car, truck, or SUV to Bulldog Kia even if you don't want to buy one from them. Now, if you want to buy a great new or used vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia, by all means, we would love that. But you don't have to for them to buy your car. You simply get a quote for your vehicle, approve the offer, and walk out with a check in hand. It's so easy. Check them out at Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or BulldogKia.com. That's BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to President's Day, Monday, February the 15th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour: an acquittal for Donald Trump, NYC police makes an important arrest, and the Pope's remarks delivered yesterday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she is not interested in censuring Donald Trump after the Senate acquitted Trump in his second impeachment trial on Saturday. She implied that censuring Trump would be similar to giving, quote, a little slap on the wrist. She added, quote, "We censure people for using stationaries for the wrong purpose. You don't censure people for inciting insurrection that kills people in the Capitol." Pelosi made the remarks during a surprise visit to the House impeachment managers during a press conference. And she seemed furious about the result of the impeachment trials. She slapped the table several times and criticized the senators who voted against the conviction as a, quote, "cowardly group of Republicans." The Senate voted to acquit Trump in a 57-43 vote. All Democrats and seven Republicans voted to convict him. The Republicans who voted across the party line include the following senators: Richard Burr of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Mitt Romney of Utah, Ben Sass of Nebraska, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. In other news, New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with a spate of stabbing attacks on the city's subway that left two people dead. Rigoberto Lopez is charged with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree murder, and two counts of second-degree attempted murder. The four unprovoked attacks apparently targeted homeless people and took place on the A train or at stations served by it beginning on Friday morning. Finally, Pope Francis yesterday urged people to remember the closeness, compassion, and the tenderness of God. Speaking before the Midday Angelus on Valentine's Day, the Pope reflected on the day's gospel reading, which was Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 45, in which Jesus heals a man with leprosy. The Pope said that by healing the man who was considered unclean, Jesus fulfilled the good news that he announced. The Pope also continued, "God draws near to our lives. He is moved to compassion because of the fate of wounded humanity and comes to break down every barrier that prevents us from being in relationship with Him, with others, and with ourselves." Our quote of the day comes from St. Patrick: "The Lord opened the understanding of my unbelieving heart so that I should recall my sins." Coming up, our saints of the day, two of them. They were Christian martyrs under Hadrian, and they died in the 2nd century. They are patron saints of Brescia. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dudes of Candiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saints of the day are St. Faustinus and St. Jovita. They were brothers born in a noble family and lived in Brescia, Italy. From the time they were young, Faustinus and Jovita were well known for their great love of God. They were eager professors of the Christian religion, which they preached without fear in their city of Brescia in Lombardy during the persecution of Adrian. They also performed works of Christian charity. They helped each other do good for the people who needed them. The Bishop of Brescia made them both priests. They began to preach everywhere to both the rich and the poor. They spared themselves no sacrifice to bring many people to God. Because it was a time of persecution, it was easy to be afraid. But Faustinus and Jovita would not give in to fear of the soldiers, even though these soldiers were actually putting many Christians to death. They were preaching the gospel fearlessly in the region when Julian, a pagan officer, arrested them. They were commanded to adore the sun, but replied that they adored the living God who created the sun to give light to the world. The statue before which they were standing was brilliant and surrounded with golden rays. St. Jovita, looking at it, cried out, "Yes, we adore the God reigning in heaven who created the sun, and you, vain statue, turn black, to the shame of those who adore you." At his word, it turned black. The emperor commanded that it be cleaned, but the pagan priests had hardly begun to touch it when it fell to ashes. They were left without food in a dark jail cell, but angels brought them strength and joy for new combats. And no matter what the two priests suffered, they would not promise to stop preaching about Jesus. They kept an attitude of prayer even in that terrible prison, and in fact, they willingly offered up their sufferings to the Lord. The two brothers were sent to the amphitheater to be eaten by lions, but four lions came out and laid down at their feet. The flames of a huge fire did not burn them, and a large number of people who saw this were converted and became Christians at the sight. Finally, the emperor ordered that they be beheaded, and they knelt down and received the death blow. The city of Brescia honors them as its chief patrons and treasures their remains. Send us your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.